direct wholesale pricing.
The President of the United States holds court in prime time and says it's time to turn the page, that the Iraq combat mission is over. My question to you, America, is was it worth it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Right from the get-go, he was focused, and he nailed his points, and the points were thanks to the troops, among other things. And as I mentioned, the number one priority is that this mission is over with. But I say the same thing. When you look back at almost a decade, was it worth it, Mr. President? Here's what he said.
I am announcing that the American combat mission in Iraq has ended. Operation Iraqi Freedom is over. And the Iraqi people now have lead responsibility for the security of their country. Our combat mission is ending, but our commitment to Iraq's future is not. As we wind down the war in Iraq, we must tackle those challenges at home with as much energy and grit and sense of common purpose as our men and women in uniform who have served abroad.
Wow, did you hear the twist at the end there where he talks about what's going on at home and that Operation Iraqi Freedom is done and the nation's number one priority is fixing the economy? So a little bit of a twist, I think, there in what the president was talking about in as far as focusing on Iraq. There was also some mention, surprisingly, because from what I had heard, there wasn't going to be too much of a mention of Afghanistan, but there was. He talked about, in the address from the Oval Office, he talked about the rough waters that were encountered during the course of our longest wars, and that there's been one constant that at every turn, the men and the women in uniform served with courage and resolve. And he said he was proud of their service and awed by their sacrifice, and I'm glad that there was focus on the troops, because never let that get lost in this whole thing, no matter how you feel about what's really happened, what's happening in Afghanistan. I think it'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who labels themselves anything, especially as an American who would attack the troops. So he talked about defeating a regime that terrorized its people, and he said that the Iraqis and coalition partners who made all these sacrifices and the troops that helped to fight gave Iraq the chance, and this was the key word, I think, the chance for a better future. And that was the focus, okay, the troops and the civilians and the resolve, and here we are. And so I'm announcing that this is officially over, and now it's up to the people there, period. They've got the responsibility for the security of their country. That's what it boils down to. They've had the elections. They've got a partner in us. But our mission, as far as any kind of fighting, is done. Our commitment is to help the people, but we are done when it comes to the fights. So we knew this because of the timetable. But I think there were, like I said, some twists in the speech. The fact that he said we're turning the page to focus on domestic issues. I'm wondering what kind of a grade he gets as far as addressing the nation among Democrats, because there's always the analysis. It's almost like a football game. Before, there's the prep when you turn on any of the networks, and then afterwards, it's the breakdown of Operation Iraqi Freedom being over and the speech, and is it really over, and you know, what ultimately did you think of what the president had to say. I thought it was surprising, the twist that I mentioned at the top, that it switched automatically back to domestic issues. But I think that was on purpose, of course, because when you look, you've got a midterm election. You have too many people that are without jobs. You've got still problems with the mortgages. You have banks that failed. You have problems with lending and people very, very fearful that we're going to go into this double dip recession. And what does that mean? What does that mean when there's no job? Where do we go from here? I think that's, in a nutshell, that was where he was pressing to, and that's how he tried to spin it around. So I would say the one thing is these aren't long, drawn-out affairs. There's not, when I say he captured primetime, he did, but it's not drawn out. He doesn't drone on and on forever and ever. It was pretty concise. Boom, here's what happened. Here's, you know, what I'm proud of. And the focus was definitely on the troops, definitely on switching to what the domestic issues were and, you know, what lies ahead. So I think pretty much he ended on a downer. I think that it was typical of what we've seen from Obama the few times when he's addressed the nation. Comes out, if I'm just analyzing it from a speech the subjectivity of the speech, easy for me to say. If I'm looking at it from that perspective, I would say he started off pretty strong and then it really kind of faded after that. I mean, so, you know, what was important here and what are we left with? Was it worth it? And that's the question for all of us to answer. You want to keep this number handy, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We'll definitely jump back into that, and I'll give you more of my thoughts on some of the notes that I scribbled down on first glance into listening what the president carefully said when he was talking to the nation. As we move down this path here on the overnight, I've got to fill you on a couple of other details, and it has to do with Hurricane Earl. I know because I've gotten at least four or five emails from some people that must be listening to us in and around the North Carolina area who perhaps have family or friends there. But the Outer Banks of North Carolina, if you've ever been there, are incredibly gorgeous, but they're incredibly dangerous when a hurricane smashes down along that area, those big houses, little houses behind it, all this stuff. So there are massive winds that have that hurricane force on the Outer Banks. So Hurricane Earl is smashing and heading that way for Thursday. Cape Cod is going to be looking at the same thing probably. I was listening to the weather guys today, Friday night into Saturday. So it's going to be a crazy week when you're talking about waves of up to maybe 20 feet, beach erosion. I hate that. And the roads, more importantly, the flooding, the structures, the concerns there. So there's evacuations that are supposed to happen in North Carolina because of not knowing exactly how nasty it will get, but looking at the wind and looking at the path of this sucker, I think you would, unless there's a potential shift here and it's going to steer somehow out of the way with the way the air is coming, and whether we're talking about knocking off 50 miles an hour or not, which would be a little bit of a difference, I would say you're going to see a lot of people packing up the stuff and getting out of the Outer Banks and up and down that coast. I mean, even New Jersey, Long Island, they're concerned about it. And if people don't get out now, they know what it's like. It becomes a traffic jam, and then it's too late if you wait till the last second. So please, if you have family in that area or you're listening to us in somewhere where you might be slammed by the hurricane, pay attention to the tracking of this thing so you know not to stay if the streets are going to get flooded and you're going to get trapped anyway. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about power and some trends you'll probably see in your neighborhood in the next couple of years. Stay with us.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest-selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Energy use, so to speak, monitor it, you know, by prepaying for your electricity instead of getting the surprise bill in the mail and trying to figure out who left the lights on. Have you played that game? I have. So anyway, there's a company in Texas called First Choice, and that's exactly what they're doing. Joining us now, Catherine Carlton. She's here to give us the skinny on America tonight. Catherine, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's wind this back a little bit. What happened, you know that how people are about power. We all want our power, but then we're shocked when we get the bill sometimes, and we're trying to figure out who used what. That's what I was talking about in the blame game of the lights and everything else. So now you've got this thing that you started called Control First, and what it really is an alternative for some of your low-income customers, isn't it?
Well, that's one audience that might take advantage of it. It's a pay-as-you-go, so like a prepaid phone card or cell phone. It's very similar to that. It's a couple different ways. In technology, the meters that you need to have the access to understand your usage, like you're talking about, so you know when you leave the lights on, you can see it, are called smart meters, and that's about 50 years difference in technology than the typical rotary dial meters that we have. And in Texas, we have smart meters. We have more than 1 million in the Dallas area, and these smart meters allow us access to that information so we can have a pay-as-you-go prepaid service.
Okay, so let's say I'm prepaying. So I call you up, I call the company up, and I ask about the program, and I say I want to prepay. How far in advance do I have to prepay, and what's the minimum? Or how do you do that?
There's no minimum. That's one of the benefits of the program that customers have told us is in Texas, we're a competitive market. There's lots of companies out there. And for many companies, including ours, for some of our post-paid products, there can be a deposit and there can be a contract. And with the prepaid, there's no deposit, no contract, no fees, and there's no minimum. So you can set if you want to pay $20 a day, you can do that. If you want to pay every week when you get paid, you can do that, and there's no minimum. So you set it, and then we'll send you an email or a text message, you choose, or both, daily or weekly, so that you then can see your usage and your balance. So we can estimate based on your usage, you have 7 days left, you have 3 days left, so it's time to go pay a little bit more.
Wow. And you talked about the reactions so far. What are the positive things that people are saying, that they know how much they're using?
Yes, and they can control their budget, their usage and their budget. I had one mom I was talking to who said that she told her son, you sleep with the light on, the TV on. Now I can know exactly how much that is from day to day. So there's the knowledge of usage and then the benefit of the budget. There's also a green benefit, if you will. There's studies that show just by knowing what your usage is on a day-to-day or weekly basis, opposed to at the end of the month where there's really nothing you can do about your usage the month prior, there's about a 5% to 15% on average reduction in your usage just by knowing what you use.
Yeah, no kidding. I would think that too, because I have no idea. That really, most people, I believe, you really don't have any idea. You just kind of average. You do that average game of, in July it's this because it's hotter and this happens here. But if you had the chance where you could actually monitor it, and I mentioned that this would help people who maybe were struggling if they had bad credit or they didn't, have spare money for a deposit and they don't have to worry about this long-term contract. You had a great analogy. You compared it to prepaid phones, for example, and people using those. But are you finding that across the board, lots of people are kind of catching on to this? Because I think a lot of people would be interested in it, not just people who are struggling with credit.
Correct. I mean, those that have low or thin credit or no credit, mm-hmm. This is certainly a product that there's no entry fee. There's also those who are tech savvy that like having that kind of information on their cell phone or in their email and get excited every morning when they get it to see what their usage is. And then there are those that are, more green that see the benefit of, we've all seen the energy tips or your mom said, turn the lights off when you leave the room. When you actually can see that difference, it changes your behavior.
Yeah. So how long have you had this working? How long has this been going on in the company?
We are proud to be the first in Texas to have a prepaid product, and we announced in January. And it's just been growing. You need to have a smart meter to be eligible for our prepaid products, so we have access to that. And the smart meters are being installed by the transmission and distribution companies. We don't control that, but they're coming. They're installing more every day. Everybody in Texas will have one by 2014. So as the technology and the meters are out, we have more and more customers signing up.
Do you have, I'm curious, because, of course, we have listeners across the country. Do you have other companies calling and asking you about how it's working? You know, sometimes there's the sharing of information because, hey, you're not competing with somebody who's in Connecticut or someplace else. Have you found that a lot of people are inquiring about it?
Correct, yes. I know our project or our program director has gotten calls from across the country about it. Texas is a leader when it comes to this technology, and being a competitive market, there is that innovation level of how we can stand out and we can put our customers first. That yes, there is interest, and I think you'll see that smart meters and prepaid is something that there are other states that do it, and it'll only become more popular as the technology is installed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's neat that you can keep track of it. And I think people, as you mentioned, on the tech side of things, on the green side of things, are going to be interested in this. And just in general, I mean, who doesn't want to know what their usage is so they can kind of gauge, geez, do I really need every light on in the house? I'm not realizing how much we're burning, because everybody does that. People forget they leave things on, and maybe it makes them a little more conscious of it. Do you find, because here you work for an energy company, do you find, I'm curious, and working for a company where that's what you do with First Choice Power, do you find that you do that yourself?
Yes, I unfortunately do not have a smart meter at my house, but I am very anxious to get one, and I've called our transmission company to see if I can get one sooner, because I do want that information. My husband, probably not so much, that I'll be nagging him about some of those tips as well. But, yes, I mean, I think that it's the technology, it's the budgeting, and it's the green message. For me, it also, for those that, you know, you're debating, is it worth it to upgrade your air conditioner, or do you really want that plasma or LCD TV? There's an energy efficiency purchases that you make that if you actually knew that you would see the difference on a day-to-day or weekly basis, there's a benefit there, too, that you can think through what else you're doing when it comes to your energy usage.
Yeah, you know, of course, that you're going to have to tell your husband, I'm just going to assume that he's a sports fan, when he want to watch, if he's over his usage, once you get one of those meters, he's going to have to go down to the corner bar or something and watch the game because he's already blown all the energy. So.
Exactly.
I think it could make for some interesting conversations. Catherine Carlton, First Choice Power, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. If you want more information, you can go to firstchoicepower.com. Thank you.
All right, thanks. We appreciate it.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
What would Saturday have been like if we didn't have Nikki Dolenz and the Monkees? Oh! It made my day, I'm telling you, so much so that when the Monkees came to El Paso, Texas a long time ago, and I was the anchorwoman for a local station there, KTSM, I switched with somebody. I had to give them promises of dinners and other riches to take over my slot so that I could go and see the Monkees. What a pleasure it is. You think it's been 45 years since Nikki Dolenz burst onto the scene as a larger-than-life personality, as the drummer and lead singer of the group. You were just listening to the tune there, the Monkees. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Well, thank you, and what a great introduction. You should come and introduce me before my shows.
There you go. That sounds like a fun
gig. That's a great intro.
Thank you. Hey, this was a big day for you because you have a new CD out. It just dropped. It's called King for a Day, and there are 14 different tunes on this that are related, King for a Day, to your good friend, Carole King. They were all songs that she wrote. I don't know that a lot of people realize that Carole did a bunch of songs for you. That had to be interesting to put that together for you. What was that like, pulling that all together?
Well, it goes back a long time, like 40 years or more, when the Monkey Show was, you know, cast, and we were cast into the show, and then it went on the air, and they happened to have this publishing company called Screen Gems Publishing Music, which was the Brill Building out of New York, and then they set up over here on the West Coast. And Carole King was one of the Brill Building writers, along with Neil Diamond and David Gates and Harry Nielsen and Carol Baker Sager and Neil Sedaka. So we had the creme de la creme of the writers writing for us, and I met Carol at that time, of course, and a lovely young lady, and she was writing with her partner, of course, at the time, Jerry Goffin, who must not be forgotten. And I just remember that the song she wrote for the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Sometime in the Morning, and then many other tunes, they've always sort of stood out. I mean, I still to this day, I love them. And like I said, we had other great songwriters writing for us, like Boyce and Hart. And I was blessed to have these people writing for me. So when the record company came and asked me if I wanted to do a new album, I don't know what you call it these days, an album, a CD, a digital dump. I don't know what the heck it even you call them. I said, I've always wanted to do a tribute album to Carole King, not just for the song she wrote for us, but, I mean, the library of this woman is incredible, going back to early Everly Brothers. And one of the tunes I do on the album is Crying in the Rain with my sister Coco, actually. And I had a duet with Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers and another duet with Emily Osment from Hannah Montana. And I, you know, I dedicate my show when I do a solo show. I dedicate it to the songwriters because, like I say, I was just so blessed to have these people writing for me.
Yeah, and you're right. Her body of work is absolutely incredible, and her own songs that she penned for herself and sang, like on the Tapestry album that people remember. I mean, who hasn't heard "It's Too Late" or "So Far Away" or even her version of "You've Got a Friend"? Of her own work, when you heard Carole sing, what song did you like the best, Mickey, of hers?
Oh, I couldn't put my, you know, put a nail on any particular one. You know, like you say, the body of work is so huge. That was the most difficult thing, you know, when we decided to do this album. Jeffrey Foskett, you know, the producer who does all of Brian Wilson's stuff, and I sat down and we pulled up the, you know, discography of her material. And it just went on for pages and pages. And you know, it was like, how do we decide what not to do? And so basically what we did was we picked songs that either stood out in my mind and my life as songs that I had a connection to. Like, for instance, I just mentioned Crying in the Rain. Well, I was a huge Everly Brothers fan, and I remember clearly driving down the street in the rain in the San Fernando Valley here where I live in the early 60s, way before the Monkees, as a high school student, you know, crying my eyes out because some high school girl had dumped me listening to the Everly Brothers singing Crying in the Rain. So I picked songs that resonated with me particularly, and then also songs that fitted my vocal style. That had a lot to do with it, too.
What was it like, you know, here we are today and we're talking about how the breadth of Carole King's work and how excited you were to pull this all together, but your own work, acting, directing, all that sort of stuff, I mean, it speaks for itself, certainly, anybody has to do is Google you. But when the beginning of your, I'll say, overnight sensation started in the 60s, what was that like for you all of a sudden when the whole Monkees thing came together?
Well, that's a good question, but yeah, you got to go back a little ways to answer it. I was born into a showbiz family. My mother and father were both actors, singers, and so from my earliest memories are of going to the set with my father, playing piano and singing along with my mother, and then the first series I had a series before the Monkees. It was called mm-hmm. Circus Boy. It was a NBC big primetime show in the 50s, 55 and 56, 57, if I'm not mistaken. So, and it was a big show, and I had done, you know, touring. I'd done autographs. I'd done parades. I'd done the press. So by the time the Monkees came along, I had already, like, I said, I had already been in the business at that time for 10 years from my first series. Actually, my first screen test, I was 6 years old for a movie, and I have some prenatal work coming out on ultrasound.
I bet.
But it's 3D ultrasound. It's really interesting. So by the time the monkeys came along, I mean, I'd already, you know, sort of been, you know, been there. I understood what it was all about. It was a pilot for a TV show. And I, you know, the audition process was actually quite extensive for the monkeys because it was much more than just acting. It was singing. You had to play an instrument. My audition piece was Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry on guitar. You had to improvise, a lot of improvisational work, scene study. It went on for quite a while. But when, you know, when we did the pilot, I was, you know, excited, of course, but I knew that a lot of pilots don't sell. Then when the pilot sold, I actually got very excited. And when they had the order for the first series of 26, I was actually going to school here in Los Angeles, studying to be an architect. I was going to be an architect and fall back on show business if I couldn't make it as an architect. And then the series sold, of course, and that was very exciting. But like I say, I'd had a series before, so
sure.
A little bit of it, you know, was taking it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people talked about what instruments did everybody really play and how good were they. What was the actual skills of the monkeys as musicians?
Well, like I was saying, you know, you had to be able to play and sing to get in the audition. That was, like, number one. My audition piece was Johnny Be Good. Mike is an excellent country-western electric, you know, rock kind of country musician. Had his own band before the Monkees. I had my own band before the Monkees called Mickey and the One-Nighters.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Tork is by far probably the most accomplished musician. He went to a conservatory for music and teaches and taught music. He plays like, you know, 8 instruments. I don't, you know, even know. He's by far probably the most accomplished musician. And then David plays guitar and also played a lot of percussion. So we were, like I say, you had to be able to play and sing to even get in the auditions. And then over the years, you know, we evolved. I was a guitar player, but they cast me as the drummer.
Right.
But I had quite a while. I had about a year after they cast me as the drummer before I had to play in front of the public. But I was a musician. I studied classical guitar, actually Spanish guitar, when I was a child, and that was my instrument of choice. And then I got into folk music and then eventually into rock and roll. So I could read music and I knew, I understood, you know, the process. So I started taking lessons immediately and learned to play the drums. But, you know, that's the short answer to your question.
Jimi Hendrix at one point was the group's opening act, Hendrix.
Yep.
What was Hendrix like? I only can listen to his
well,
music.
A lovely
I have no
man
idea.
And a incredible musician, of course. I had seen him at the Monterey Pop Festival, and he wasn't well known yet at the time, and he was with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and he was a very theatrical act, very colorful, theatrical. A very nice guy, very quiet, you know, gentle soul, and but the act that he did was, you know, wonderful and very theatrical. And again, the Monkees was a sort of theatrical act, if you will, very colorful and theatrical. And I thought it would make a great, you know, pairing. And obviously they did too, because a few months later we were out on the road, him opening for the Monkees. But it was tough. I mean, it's difficult for the opening act for any big group. I mean, you know, you've heard the stories of Guns N' Roses being, you know, booed off the stage before the Rolling Stones. I saw Jim Morrison and the Doors get booed off the stage opening for Johnny Rivers at the Whiskey. And, you know, you hear these stories because the bulk of the audience, in our case, of course, all these little 10 and 12-year-old girls, were there to hear the Monkees.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jimmy was not well known yet, but it was, well, it was a little embarrassing. I tell the story when I do my solo show. of us, of him going out there and going, you know, Purple Haze, come in my brain. We want Davey. We want the monkeys.
Oh, you got to love that. Oh, Mickey, it's been a delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
Davey,
I will open for you anytime. Thank
Normal
you very
blood pressure,
much, Mickey.
Naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Where you see, it'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama, and take it for you to see.
All right, how about that? Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees fame. That was a lot of fun. And mentioning there that the CD that he was talking about, the Carole King tribute CD, sounds pretty good, I'll tell you. I was listening to it before the show, and as he was saying, it was hard to pick the music to decide what to actually boil down, what songs, because she wrote so many songs. I mean, she performed, as I mentioned to him, but it was all of her work, all the songs that she did. So I can imagine that this CD, like you said, whatever you call it, is actually going to get some pretty big buzz, and you can get that at Amazon.com if you go there. All right, on to some other things that are happening in our own backyard. The biggest thing, of course, was the president addressing the nation and saying we're turning the page, and maybe the surprise of, after thanking the troops and talking about the accomplishments and that sort of thing, moving directly, other than mentioning Afghanistan a little bit, moving directly to the economy. And you look at the numbers, like we've had the worst August numbers ever for stocks since 2001. You look at the unemployment numbers. You hear the stories, two and three jobs, a lot of us working just to keep food on the table, the mortgages and the meltdown that's happened, the banks, as I mentioned before, this report that homelessness is up to 50% in New York City. So he took the opportunity to talk about the Iraq situation and saying the combat's over. It's up to the people there now. We've done what we can. We're going to be there for support, all that sort of stuff. And then segging it right in to what's happening across the country when you hear the bleak numbers. U.S. auto sales, they're saying it might hit a 28-year low, even though there's discounts. The discounts aren't working. I mean, how many people in the audience have bought a car in the last year? How many of you who used to maybe trade your cars in have decided to stick with the car this time? I'll tell you, I know more people that even if they have a little bit of money and they're not living check to check, that are waiting till the car completely falls apart. That they're just saying, I'm just running this sucker as far as it can go because I don't want to have to make a car payment. I don't want to have to do the car payment thing and the extra insurance for that. Let the car age. As proof of that, our own young Matt Johnson. Matt, how old is your car? 10 years? He's trying to answer us, but I think he's off somewhere. Well, I think his car is 10 years old, and he's got he doesn't have to travel very far with it, but I think he's got a few miles on it. And, he, you know, Matt's in his late 20s, so I think the generation coming up, the 20-somethings, the whether they're in their early 20s or in their late 20s, and then pretty much anybody that is living in a situation where, you know, they just don't have tons of money to blow. They're hanging on for as long as, you know, as they can to whatever the car is. So I'm not surprised however long it'll last. I'm not surprised that the auto sales are so down. Now you can tell too, you just even go and look at a car and you give someone your number or you start calling around. Like a lot of people will do the internet thing. And when they do the internet deal, they shop around, so you're leaving your number or you're leaving your email address, and it's like vultures circling around over the body. The body's not even warm yet, but they're circling, and your phone will just blow up. You'll have so many messages, you won't believe it. And yes, normally car salespeople are aggressive, but they're even more aggressive now because there's not a lot to feast on out there. As proof of the number I just said to you. All right, speaking of numbers, normally we would save this for We Can Count, but this was just too big. It's not necessarily shocking to me. If I said to you right now, of the lawmakers that you know, they're in the news a bunch, who do you think has the most money? Now, I'm not talking about Bloomberg because he's the mayor. I'm not talking about Schwarzenegger. I'm saying Congress. So who do you think some of the wealthiest people are? Who do you think tops the list? Well, the 50 wealthiest are worth almost $1.4 billion. That's about $85 million more than 12 months previous to that. What does that say? Senator John Kerry from Massachusetts tops the list for the second year in a row. You know what his minimum net worth is? $188.6 million. That's at the end of 2009. That's up more than $20 million from 2008. And how do you know that? Of course, the financial disclosure forms show you that. So to me, in some ways, this is part of the disconnect. And I'm not saying I don't begrudge anyone who makes as much money as they can possibly make. We live in a capitalistic society, and I'm all for that. The wheels turn, and they work pretty well. But I think sometimes there's a disconnect with the people who represent people who don't live very well because they can't really relate. Yeah, they go and they kiss the babies and they hand out food to the homeless people and do all those kind of photo op deals. But do they really understand what's happening with the economy being so sluggish through a recession during, you know, pretty much most of 2009 and heading into 2010, what we've endured. So I believe it's tough to get elected unless you have friends in high places anyway, let's face it, or you yourself have a chunk of change. We see that now what's happening in California with Meg Whitman running for governor and how much money she spent, or what's happened with Carly Fiorina and what she's had to spend running against Barbara Boxer. But they have it. They have the coin to lend their campaign and then to continue to raise money. So I don't think that you can have people that have money represent you totally. But if a big chunk of the people are silver spoon people, inheritance people, just sliding on the cash ride, how much can they relate to the people who don't have it versus the roll up your sleeves kind of person who came from pretty much nothing and had to really dance and move around and sing for their supper, so to speak. So, you know, lawmakers are only required to report their finances in kind of broad ranges. So a vacation home in Aspen or whatever other homes they might have, that's what they fill out. They just throw out what the value is. They don't have to have it exactly. So then you've got to kind of calibrate all the numbers, the minimum. But what they did is, in the numbers that were released, to find the top 50 wealthiest in Congress, and they didn't want to miss all the rich guys, they broke it down with all the guesstimates and looked at the liabilities and subtracted from the sum of the assets and all that sort of stuff. Like Senator Herb Kohl is a great example from Wisconsin. He's one of the wealthiest guys on the Hill. And as owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, he had a $254 million asset on his hands, according to Forbes magazine. So now, probably partially because of the internet, we know what some have been doing with their money, what they've been pumping their money into. So, do you believe in what I'm saying, that yeah, you got these people that have this money that get there, that make it on the Hill, but do they really relate to the average Joe? And that's who they're representing. This is why I think you see the growth of the Tea Party. You see all the people that came out for Glenn Beck. Love him or hate him, he's a genius that he could get that many, his brand, that he could get that many people out to stretch across Washington the way they did. It's in whatever the number was. Amazing. I think it just shows the frustration that continues to bubble over. And just remember, you have a chance to vote for whomever you want to on November 2nd. Just exercise that right to vote. If you can't get there on Election Day, make sure you do the absentee ballot thing, because there's no excuse. You have the vote. Use it, my friends.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?